That's right. We do this every Wednesday, and if you want to add to the conversation, if there's anything that just floats around your brain rent-free, please email us. That would be rentfree1310@gmail.com. And we got some P1s to get to, but Monto is calling for the ball. Mm-hmm. He said there's something that he wants to lead off with. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is this the woman in the elevator last night?
Yeah. Covered her. So if either of y'all... Ham and Lando, you can't participate, apparently. Have either of y'all heard of the game MLB Showdown?
Yes.
Lando, you can now participate in the conversation.
I've heard of MLB The Show.
I still have Showdown cards. This was a big deal in my formative years.
All right, Lando and I are going to take the day off, and we're going to go hang out, because MLB Showdown was a card game in the early 2000s.
Okay.
So, trying to capitalize on Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! And all that stuff.
Or Magic.
Yes.
Yeah. Major League Baseball. And I think the NBA did one as well.
Okay.
The NFL did.
I vaguely remember this.
So, they released a card game. And I was, like Lando, around 2004, 2005, really into it. And over the last week or two, I've seen a couple of posts on social media of people like going through their cards or going through their game or playing a game. And now I am trying desperately, combing through every corner of my house, trying to find my old MLB Showdown cards. Because there was at least a year where that was all I cared about.
Yeah, me and my friends would get together and we would play, but we would trade. And it was awesome.
So it was different than your traditional baseball card.
It is, because it's an actual game. You have a 20-sided dice, you have your lineup, you roll a pitch, then you roll one at bat. Yes.
Huh.
It was so much fun.
Like D&D for baseball doors.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. And you would try to find good value cards, like Brian Jordan. He was a really good value.
Nice.
Hee-Seop Choi, another sure. good one. And I really want to find my deck, because I remembered that when I went to Houston to play in a tournament, I'm not combing through my jungle. I know where it is.
I know where it is, too.
I remember when I was down in Houston, I went to play in a MLB The Showdown or MLB Showdown tournament.
Oh, wow.
At Mr. King's baseball card shop, and he gave me a Barry Bonds card.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a rare one.
I'm looking at a 2001 Barry Bonds right now.
This
holographic
one, was by far okay. the best card you could use. He was, you know, I think it was like an 02 or 03 one. And right now, if you look on eBay, people are paying over $1,000 for that card.
Really?
And this was back in the day, too, where on Saturdays, my family and I would go to the mall, and they had a Wizards of the Coast store where they had all the card games. You could just go in there and buy a booster pack or whatever, get like 10 other players and add to your deck.
My parents used to give that to my brother and I for doing chores. If we would do a chore, she would give us a pack to open.
That sounds kind of awesome. I feel like I was probably a little too old to get into this.
You probably were.
But if I were y'all's age, I would have been nerding out, too.
And it's how I learned about Jason Kendall and Javi Lopez. Okay. And all. It was so much fun. And now I really wish I could find my deck, and I would love to play Lando.
Did this have a pretty short run? Because it vaguely sounds familiar, but I would collect baseball cards, but I never did these.
I feel like it was 2005. Yeah, somewhere.
Okay, that's still... I mean, we were teenagers, so that would have been... I missed... Yeah, I'm looking at a Barry Bonds card right now, and it looks like it's kind of like Pokemon, how they would do
it's
a certain
exactly
amount
like
of damage.
Pokemon.
Yeah.
Because it has out/.
He had a 16 on base.
Walk says right. 2 through 11. Does that mean, like, you roll a dice 2 through 11, it's a walk?
If you win the pitch.
You have to win the pitch first.
Okay.
So are there any P1 ladies out there that used to nerd out doing this? If so,
I
hope so.
I never worried about what they have anyway, because they ain't worried about what I got going on.
13-10. Please let us
There might
know.
Be one
My
or two.
My number's already at zero anyway. It's going to be negative zero. So I'm going to
roll your dice.
Try really hard to find
it's 20-sided.
Find all my cards and...
Okay.
If I do, I'm going to be really
excited. I will remember to bring mine in tomorrow.
Okay.
Be great.
I want to see them.
Could be a little weekend show hobby we have.
Lando, I would love to see your deck tomorrow. If you can find it.
All right.
Yep.
P1 Robert.
Just put it up against the glass.
P1 Robert says, what's up, me hermanos? P1 Pip, anytime I hear Cowboys talk or I'm talking Cowboys with my friends, I can't help but say we're gonk. If I'm trying to think of a player's name or a friend is talking about a Cowboys player, I always think or say we're gonk. When I wear my we're gonk shirt to a Cowboys game, I know I'm around a good P1 when someone says, nice Rolando McClain shirt. Side rent-free note, tonight we'll live forever rent-free. I'll be in the barn. I'll be rowdy, loud, and proud. And as always, I will spread the good word. Fire Nico. LFFL forever. Luca fan for life. P1 Pip. And Regonk had such a run here at the station.
And it was all because TC hated it. Like, if he wasn't outspoken against it, I would have stopped playing the drop. Well, but he just hated it so much that it took on a life of itself.
And I love that this came from, which is now an antiquated practice, the ticket ticker tees.
Yeah.
Bring them back.
That was a fertile, we need those. That was a fertile ground for e-breaks, and this one is one of the best.
Regomp. I'm TC, Rolando McClain status, next. Regomp.
And I believe oatmeal was a part of the equation there, because TC would try to hammer down an instant oatmeal every now and again.
Are y'all Urkel truthers?
No, I'm Regonk.
Me too.
If you slow it down, I think we have it Regonk? Slow in there. You can hear the R and the K at the end. Yeah, but Bob thought it was Urkel.
Yeah. The photo that came with it too.
The silhouette?
Like, yeah, yeah, that took like 8 lines to draw. It was great.
Who was it? Austin Guttery that made the website, started selling merchandise.
The crossword puzzle?
Yeah.
We had some litigation.
There's one word on the crossword puzzle. Here it is. Yeah, it's a soft K.
Salute, TC. That was...
Oh my God, forever. I love it.
P1 Brandon emails in, my dad is a big P1, so the ticket was always on when I was younger. Hearing the Paul drop from 9/11, never forget, was something that just stuck with me. Now as an adult, every time I meet a Paul, I say, Paul in, drop post handshake. My wife is a V1. She's now started doing the same. It's a laugh out loud moment each time between us. But this has now segued in anyone named Jeff. My name's Jeff. A trend that continues in our house. Even my daughters are picking up on it. Good S boys, Fight Night champion P1 Brandon.
Mm.
And yeah, the name Paul, or if there's ever a moment of silence, say if somebody in an organization passes away.
Every time.
Chuck Morgan tells us everybody stand and have a moment of silence. I can't not think of this.
Please join us in silence as we remember those innocent Americans lost in this unconscionable, cowardly act of terrorism on our nation.
Paul in...
KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth.
KTDK,
Sherman-Denison.
Sorry.
KTDK, Sanger.
I'm very sorry about that. I wasn't paying attention. I'm very sorry.
Well, this is supposed to be the moment of silence now, then.
All right, let's do the moment of silence. Okay. Here's one thing before we move on and take calls on this.
If you thought that George moved on from the Luka trade too quickly, he moved on from 9/11 way quicker.
Let's go to calls. Let's go to
Paul.
He's got a habit of just letting things slide.
All right, we do have Matt Duchesne coming up next, so let's go ahead and wrap this up with P1 Travis. He's sent this in a few weeks ago. He says, watch this movie a ton growing up. Anytime someone asks me a question that I don't have an answer to or I don't know, I just tell them the answer is G14 classified.
Mm.
Thank you, Sweet Spot's own Chris Tucker.
Yes.
Thank you for your courage, Travis. And, of course, this is from Rush Hour, and I think this is one of the more underrated action movies of the 90s. Anytime this is on cable, I will stop down for some Rush Hour. And G14 classified. Mm-hmm. Salute.
Agent Russ, maybe this is a good time to tell the consul the details of my assignment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Carter, can I speak to you for a moment?
You want to speak to me for a moment?
Yeah.
In private? Oh, I see. This must be G14 classified. FBI type stuff. First, let me call my captain and let him know what's going on around here, and we'll talk in a second. Oh. G14, I love when the G14 be coming around.
Hello?
Who's this? Hello?
Am I speaking with FBI?
Such a great movie.
We need more Chris Tucker
in
movies.
And now every time I see or hear from Chris Tucker, I think of the the Rangers World Series because we had him on the day of Game 5 of the World Series.
That's right.
So it just brings back good memories.
And he liked the T on the Rangers cap that he thought it stood for Tucker.
It was such a random
he
interview.
He would have loved the new cap they had then. There were two T's on that one.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
We need double to get him back on.
God bless Tatis. All right, 231. That's rent-free. Again, if you want to add to the conversation, rentfree1310@gmail.com.